everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2019 Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching for and listening to coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
Purple Wave is conducting a retirement auction for Lebeda Farms of Ponca City, Oklahoma that will end on March 20th. Place your bids on John Deere tractors, combines, headers and an air seeder, a Shaben pull-behind sprayer, Kinsey planter, heavy trucks, tillage implements and more. Bidding is open now and we'll sell each item to the highest bidder without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, March 20th, beginning at 1 p.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Live cattle futures attempting to run back to the highs, with future contracts flirting with triple-digit gains. Some of this may be the result of the substantial winter storm that has and is moving through cattle country today. So far today, only limited trade with prices a dollar lower than last week. Box beef is $167.20 today, down 36 cents from yesterday. Box beef cutouts lower with choice, down 40 cents at the value of $227.84, and select down 3 cents with the value of $219.25. Movement light of 62 total loads reported today. Over in feeder cattle, futures not in the same posture as prices have a way to go to reach back to the highs. So far, futures have posted a lower high, which may keep little pressure on the market. Futures in the complex today looking a lot like the gains of live cattle. Lean hog futures, though, took the lead today, with buying interest renewed as short covering again dominates the trade, with October hogs again capitalizing on the strength of yesterday. Meanwhile, grains were higher today, with corn trade 4 to 5 cents higher, with stronger buying developing again during the day session, with some spillover support from wheat. Soybean trade 1 to 2 cents higher, with trade setting back on trade talk delays after pushing back through $9 yesterday, before firming back on spillover strength from corn. Meal was $1 to $2 higher, and oil 20 to 30 points lower. And in wheat today, trade was 6 to 10 cents higher, with more short covering emerging during the day session again. Spreads were pretty steady this morning, with export news quieter as of late, with disappointing sales at 263,000 metric tons of old crop and 83,000 of new. The dollar has come back to 96.70 on the index, with choppy trade bouncing this morning. Cooler than normal weather, though, will keep wheat development slow on the plains and spring wheat planting likely to start slow this year. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.